escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, man?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Hey, I did one of your favorite things today. I thought about you.
Looked at porn while you were driving.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I've never really done that, I don't think.
Oh.
I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I've watched football while driving, so I've just never... Like, what do you...
You know, like at a stoplight or...
Yeah, but you're just for fun? Like, when I look at porn, I have an angle.
Well, I guess it's just for fun, but it's just to get the juices flowing.
I see.
Yeah. No. Okay. Sorry. I just assumed that's what you meant.
I played pickleball.
Oh, you played pickleball. I haven't played pickleball in a long time. Where'd you play pickleball?
Well, you know, I go to the gym twice a week, whether I want to or not. Mm-hmm. But Yero was off school today.
Why?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because we're going out of town, right?
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah,
we're going out of town, and he had to ask, he had to get special permission. And he did it a long time ago, and I didn't know exactly when we were leaving.
Okay, so it's not weather-related. No. I thought, maybe it was weather-related. Gotcha, okay.
So, anyway, so...
So, he's with you, because he didn't have to go.
We're at the gym, we're down. We walk through this little area, and downstairs on, the basketball court, old ladies are playing pickleball.
Instead of racquetball, now it's pickleball.
They're all playing pickleball down there. And so I was like, have you ever played? He's like, a couple times. So I was like, let's go see if we can play these old ladies in a game. Anyway, we couldn't, but we ended up playing against each other, and that was it.
Oh, you didn't even play the old ladies?
No. Oh. Apparently, it's a league. You have to sign up.
A league.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it is just... It's just ping pong rules on a court, right?
I had to ask him a lot of times. Like, are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to do that? Because I didn't really know, but...
I think it's like ping pong on a court.
Felt like it, kind of. I don't know.
I feel like that's the rule. And of course, with all that space, a little easier to play doubles. I've never played ping pong doubles in my life. I know people do it.
Right.
But I think you have to be pretty good to get to that. But maybe you don't. But
so I just play him.
I think it's ping pong. Is it still popular? That's one of those things, too, that I think I was asking you, Snowcone. This was a long time ago. But when they were talking about all those malls getting turned into pickleball courts across the country, I said, how long until this becomes like the Hi-Lie thing or whatever that was called? And but with Hi-Lie,
I've never been to like those.
That only affected like a certain part of the country
or whatever. But I've never.
Well, there's like the restaurants. There's
that's what I'm saying. Serve is like a
serve
big,
and then the malls apparently doing these things. The gyms adding
no
all these pickleball courts.
I know
courts.
I'm 5 years late on it, but and I would have never even thought to play it until I was watching these ladies play.
But I wonder if popularity is
by
currently
the way, said,
decreasing
you know,
or increasing.
They were good.
So, yeah, I guess it's probably a good sport for.
They were pretty active and aggressive. I was like, all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. It's exercise.
Well, you could tell, like, some of them, you could tell, like, they're there to have fun and, you know, get a little exercise, right? And then there's other ones, like, there's a little Korean lady, I'm guessing, and she was dressed like she was playing tennis. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing that in her day, she was pretty good at tennis because she was. I was like, oh, look at you.
Do you think you could tell the difference between a Korean woman and a Japanese woman? You
yeah.
feel like you can. I'm no
I
good at that.
Idea.
I'm no good at that.
I mean, I could be wrong, but
we
yeah,
used to,
I got
we used to work with a Chinese guy, and he was talking about how he could tell the difference, you know, that Chinese, I guess a lot of Asians can tell the difference between every ethnicity, which sure. I suppose makes sense. I feel like I can sort of tell Japanese, but only when it's because of clothing and style. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's a Japanese style. I know that
sure.
they're into this or whatever that looks kind of, but even then, I'm not positive. I feel like Korean and Japanese are they more similar looking?
Well, she could have been Japanese, I guess, now that you bring it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just assume Korean.
People say they can tell the difference, so maybe they can. I'm just not good at it.
And then
they
both said, look at that Korean lady, she's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, now.
But if you both said, it's probably an instinct, you know?
Right.
It's an instinct. So, well, that's good. Maybe you guys can join a league. Today, it's just for fun. Tomorrow, you're on a league.
I don't think that's going to happen. I didn't like it that much, but I thought about you when I was doing it. I'm like, this is what he talks about.
You never know.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it. Pickleball. Next time.
Yeah. Went down there and grabbed a racket.
Yeah, good for you. Well,
little son of a bitch beat me. We didn't really know how long you're supposed to play, so.
I don't know either. I think you... what do you do in ping pong? What do you do in ping pong? Don't you play to a certain number of points in ping pong?
21, right?
Is that ping pong?
We played to 11, win by 2.
I said 21.
I don't remember. I feel like in high school we play. It doesn't matter. Is that all you did this weekend? Well, that was today. So
yeah.
What'd you do this weekend?
I watched a lot of football.
Yeah,
lost money.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
way
that,
off.
That was
this
not
weekend,
a good
man.
Prediction.
Way
well,
off.
Our
this
crystal
weekend.
Ball needs a little kick in the ass. Because
man, that was a bad.
I
weekend.
Mean, well, you did say Philly. Also, you can't predict that every
and I did say
important
Washington.
Person on Green Bay is going to get injured. You can't
right.
you can't predict that.
And I did say
and you
Washington.
Did say Washington. So
right.
Oh, and Buffalo.
And Buffalo.
And Buffalo.
Yeah.
So you changed the Philly thing later, but you changed it correctly.
Right, yeah.
So you got those. I know it did sort of feel like in your heart, it's like, boy, these are all wrong. But Snowcone and I were actually texting about it last night because they said, what were the predictions? I said, the only thing I said I knew for sure was that Buffalo just wasn't going to lose that game. But I did have this feeling that the Chargers were going to win, and that was definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, that.
But they had them. Like, I watched that game. They had them. They had that interception in the end zone that
they
called not an interception. Like, they're, you know, look, the Texans won, but the Chiefs are going to have no problem with them. No problem with them.
You don't think? Well, we can talk about all that all right. here in a little bit, because there's a lot of football to talk about.
Right.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, football this weekend. Yeah. I assume you watch every minute. Well, starting Friday, sorry about that, you know. But you knew that's how it was going to go.
Yeah.
You wanted it to go a different way.
I did.
But you knew that. Ohio State.
I have to play Notre Dame.
It is what it is. And who's going to be the favorite in that?
Ohio State.
Okay.
Are those your two least favorite teams? I know Ohio State, obviously, but
Ohio
Notre
State,
Dame.
Notre Dame, and Michigan State. I don't like any. Those three are the worst.
Okay.
I always forget about the hatred for Michigan State.
I mean,
it's
but that's much less.
Okay.
Much less.
I forget about Notre Dame.
You do?
Yeah,
that
I
one I remember.
That
it's
Notre
the
Dame.
Michigan State thing. I know they don't like each other, that they're rivals, but when he starts talking about like
does Michigan
hatred,
fan do they not like Notre Dame, or is it most like you don't like them?
Michigan does not like Notre Dame.
Michigan fans don't like Notre Dame.
No.
Is there a reason?
Well, there's a rivalry. We've played a lot over the years.
Okay.
So, you know, not exactly the national championship you would have hoped for, even if Michigan wasn't going to be in it. Still not the game you would have hoped for. But then the NFL, wild card weekend. And I mean, I don't know. I can't think back to every wild card weekend. I can't think back to one. But it seemed like a dull one.
It did.
Because I was so excited going into it. And I guess, you know, Ohio State winning, sure. But then it's like, okay, it doesn't matter. You know, that was just whatever. Right. An appetizer, like you said. Now it's time for real football. And there's going to be some upset. Something's going to happen. Something will at least be close. It'll be exciting. Right. Like, there were a couple of moments in that Denver game where...
That long touchdown, but then after that it was over.
Then it was just done, and there just really wasn't a ton of excitement. Even, like, you know, the Eagles, I haven't watched
the Eagles
much.
The Chargers-Texans game was, I mean, it was somewhat enjoyable, but it was also, as you're watching, you're like, I don't think either one of these teams are great. You know, as you're watching it, you're like, okay, I guess Texans won, okay.
Herbert threw four interceptions.
Which is one more than he had all season.
I mean, that's something crazy. I wouldn't have expected that. And the Packers, which I think, when we talked to Danny Parkins, I think he'd said the Packers were like his upset prediction of the week. And you and I both said that we kind of liked the Packers, you know, they could easily win that game. I still think they could have if everyone had gotten hurt. When you run out of receivers, you know, it makes it tough. So, I don't know. And then, like, the Eagles win, but something about that team, and I don't watch them very often.
Right.
So even, like, this season when people were saying they're good, I was like, are they really, though? And then towards the end of the season, you keep looking at the highlights, and you're looking at the record, and you're going, I guess they're good. There's something about them that I find kind of boring to watch. I don't know. And like I said, I haven't watched enough of them, so I shouldn't even be saying that. That particular game, though, I found kind of boring. The Ravens.
They look good.
They look good. And, I mean.
The Steelers didn't look out of place, though.
No, they didn't get their asses kicked.
They got down pretty quick. But after that, it was pretty solid.
Henry ran for like 180 yards.
Yeah.
That's
hard
tough.
To stop.
That's tough. Yeah. So
Lamar looked great. So.
He's good.
Yeah.
He is great. I mean, do we know who MVP is going to be yet? Is it down to two?
It'll probably be Josh
Allen. Each other next week.
Yeah, is that
and, Josh Allen?
But is that it? You just down to those two guys?
Yeah.
Seems like those are the two that anybody's left talking about now. So, I mean, I expected Baltimore to win that game. Although I probably said, if you go back and listen to that, the Steelers, you never know. I certainly don't like the idea of Mike Tomlin being on any chopping block for not winning that game.
No, but I heard people talk about it like he doesn't deserve to be fired. Like, you know, he's a great coach and no losing seasons in 18 years or something. But I did hear people say, like, maybe it's just time for him to leave and go somewhere else like Andy Reid did.
Yeah.
Just a change of scenery, like a different vibe, you know. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, it felt like when Philly did that. What was that college guy's name that Philly brought?
Chip Kelly.
That's another one of those examples of when you and I were talking about a long time to get back.
So.
When a team fires a coach and they just go,
But Andy Reid was a Chiefs and automatic, you know, just
he was good.
It was great.
It didn't take him any time really to get settled in. So, I mean, the Chiefs, well, I don't remember exactly where the Chiefs were at when he got here. I mean, I know they hadn't been good for quite a while. But, you know, like with Alex Smith, how many years did Alex Smith, did they have decent seasons with Alex Smith? I don't remember how many years Alex Smith started as a Chief. But who cares? They're not playing right now. Or they didn't play this weekend. We're talking about the teams that played this weekend. The Broncos lost. So that's that. And maybe they'll be better next year. Maybe they'll...
Well, I think they're going to keep being better.
He'll get better and maybe put on a better show. I don't know. It was boring, though. I mean,
it was.
Once you get past that little glimmer of excitement.
Like that first touchdown, I was like, oh, they're going to kick their ass. Like, and then I was like, no, they're not.
And then that whole second half, I was pretty bored. Last night's game was a good game, though.
It was a great game.
It was a good game. Unfortunately, I had predicted. I kind of wanted Baker to win. I predicted that they would win that game. But also, it's hard to hate the Commanders this year.
It is, for sure.
It's been a long time since they've won a playoff game.
Now, Jaden Daniels, he's fun to watch.
He's fun. He's cool. He does not look like a rookie. Maybe he does now, though, in the new age of these rookie quarterbacks and what they can accomplish. But, like, just never turning the ball over.
No, he looked good.
And the way that they were coming after him last night, and he didn't turn the ball over one time.
Just made play after
doesn't
play
make
after
like
play.
Doesn't make those, I guess, rookie mistakes that you might expect or you might give a quarterback a little leeway for.
Yeah.
They looked like a team that could really beat
the Lions.
Just about anybody, and I hate to say that, but yeah, you
gotta play
the Lions next.
Yeah.
And I don't know who you were hoping the Lions would have to play. But
the Commanders.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Well, I
didn't think
I didn't
say
want
that.
I didn't want Matt Stafford to come back to Detroit. That
oh,
story
that's right.
plays
I knew
out
that.
Too
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Lions beat the Bucs last year, so it's like, okay, are they going to, you know, all those redemption things, you know? I don't like that story because they always end up playing out. So it's like the Commanders come, okay, if they beat them, they beat them, and the Commanders beat the Lions, whatever, it is what it is. But it feels like that story is, well, you know, the Commanders had, you know, a really good season.
You're right.
Well, they won a playoff
I mean,
game
and
wait until next
turnaround.
Year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping that's the story.
It's all
because
it
is. But then
they
ran into the number one seed, and, you know, that's what happened. That's what I'm hoping that story is.
It feels like a very plausible story.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a story
year,
we've heard
they
before.
A really good season. They made a good run. And,
yeah. I would say the Commanders' turnaround, though, is even more drastic this year. How many games did they win last year? Four or five?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they were not good. That's
yeah.
another team that
new
as
coach,
this...
New,
yeah, just kind of knew everything. And as this season went on and people are saying the Commanders might be pretty good, I kept dismissing them. I'm like, okay, yeah, but no, they're not. And then as we got further and further into the season, you're like, oh, no, they are pretty good. So they've already done it. They've already created their storyline. They won a playoff game. That's all they need to do.
Let's hope.
They won their playoff game.
Let's hope.
That's that. It does feel like
I didn't
want to
play Minnesota because you just put it on them.
See,
so now,
some
like,
people
all the players
like
are fired up. Like, you know, you beat us. You're not going to. It's just, you know, I don't like any of those stories. You know, you get the Commanders.
Sometimes you want to play the team that you know you can beat because you've beaten them before, even if it's a tough game when you play them. But there's also that, but I know statistically if we play each other this many times, we're probably going to lose almost half of those times. You know, there's a couple ways of thinking about it.
It's hard for you. People always say it's hard to beat a team three times, and I think this is. I think there's a reason. Just you know, I'm not an NFL coach, but I think it's like because you won, right?
Yeah.
So then you look at it, and even the second time, it's hard to beat a team a second time. You look at it and you say, "Well, we're not really going to change anything. We beat them 34-9." But the other team then goes back and like, we're changing everything because we lost 34-9. So now I feel like they have an advantage because they're changing things. And if you do change things and you lose, then everybody's like, why'd you change things, you dumbass?
True.
So I just think that's why it's hard. So
true. Well, then I guess that leads me to my next question for you, which is who do you think Chiefs fans should have wanted to play? Because I got a lot of text about would, you know, as a fan, would you rather the Chiefs play the Bills or the Ravens? And I said Ravens, just because I feel like the Chiefs play the Ravens well. They oftentimes play them better than they should if you look at the seasons. You know, just in history in that moment when the two teams played, there's been multiple times where Ravens were favorites to win if you look at what happened last year. Yes, that game earlier this year could not have been. I mean, it was the opening game of the season, but that could not have been any closer. It literally could not have been any closer.
Right.
But we know the Chiefs, that they find a way to beat them, and unlike Josh Allen, I feel like those times that Josh Allen has lost, and maybe I'm just dreaming this up in my head, but those times that the Bills have lost, it felt a little bit like a coin flip not going their way, the clock not quite.
Sure.
It didn't feel like the moment was too big for Josh Allen. There is something... And I probably created this out of nowhere, but there's something where I just get this impression that Lamar gets a little in his head when he plays the Chiefs.
No, and people say that about the playoffs. I don't know. I don't know who the Chiefs want to play. I don't know. I don't know who the Chiefs have a better chance. I think they could beat either one of them. Don't get me wrong that way, but I think either one of those teams could beat them too.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a defense, I don't want to. I would probably want to play the Bills.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't really have a wide receiver who scares me. Their running back's fine. I feel like Derrick Henry running for 280 yards or some ridiculous number. You know, he's a monster, man. Of everybody, I mean, Josh Allen, yes, he could go off and...
And it's not like one of those guys is having a better season than the other.
And like, okay, who's going to win? All right, but yeah, like if anybody scares me on the field, Derrick Henry taking that goddamn ball and then running it 20 times and then faking it to him and have Lamar run on the outside. That's just hard to stop.
Yes, it is.
Hard to stop.
And
I know the Chiefs have a great defense and they can do it. It's just, you know, I guess I take my chances with the Bills.
I say Ravens just for those reasons I already gave, but I don't want to play either of them. You know, they're both teams that can beat the Chiefs. Absolutely, they're both scary teams. And I won't say who said this. I told Snowcone though that somebody texted me this, and that they were asking, you know, who do you want to play? And so I said the Ravens, and like, oh yeah, but Lamar's having like an MVP season. He's on fire. I'm like, hey, you know who the other person is? That's
right.
It's Josh Allen. It's not like one of these quarterbacks is having his hottest season while the other one's, you know. No, they're both at the absolute top of their game. And then you add in the fact that you got Derrick Henry running 180 yards in a playoff game. That's not great. But there's just something about the Chiefs that, in my mind at least, it seems like they find a way.
That one seed and that home field advantage is so crucial.
It's huge, isn't it?
So crucial.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah, but you know, again, I take the Bills. I mean, just, I don't know, playing outside in the cold as it is, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I've just heard it my whole life. You know what? Travels.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, the run game and defense, and it feels like that's what the Ravens have. A run game and defense. Let Josh Allen try to run around there and throw. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just not scared of their wide receivers. I feel like the Chiefs' defensive backs, I don't know. I feel like they'll be all right against the Bills. I feel like Derrick Henry scares me. I guess I've said it already, but
okay.
He scares me.
So real quick, and I know we got to take a break, so come, but in the NFC, which team scares you the most? As a Lions fan, which team scares you the most?
The Rams and the Eagles.
Okay.
Just because the Eagles are good. They've done it before. Like, whatever.
I wondered if you'd say the Eagles. I mean, I guess I sort of expected you'd say the Eagles, but I wonder if you had a reason to not say
the Eagles. I feel like
the
Rams have just been really good as of late. They got all those guys back. They snuck into the playoffs. They got healthy at the right time. Like, you know, they can probably beat it just about anybody.
But in this moment, your picks aren't changing, right? Your Super Bowl picks?
Still the same.
All right.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
The news. Well, Southern California continued to burn over the weekend, and it continues to burn as we speak. I guess they did have some moments this weekend where the winds were working in their favor, and they contained some stuff. And now I guess the winds are picking back up. Talking about these 75-mile-per-hour winds, I don't understand. Where are these winds coming from? I've never lived in Southern California. I've only visited. But why the hurricane-strength winds? Where are those coming from? Like, does the fire... Boy, you know what? I'm not even going to ask.
I didn't know it was hurricane.
I don't know about hurricane, but they said something today about gusts of 75 miles an hour. I thought that seems... But also, again, I don't know. Maybe is that? That seems like a hurricane strength wind to me. I'm really not sure. But the wind is going to work against them, or is working against them again now. And you've got this fight between one of the mayors and the police chief, because the fire chief went on TV and said, you know, this is a result of budget cuts. You cut a bunch of money from our budget, and we were going to go out there and do preventative stuff. And so then there are rumors that fire chief was fired by the mayor, but then it looks like maybe that fire chief wasn't fired by the mayor. We do know that we've had 6 days now, six straight days of this, and the last I saw, the death toll is at 24, I believe, 24 or 25.
It probably feels like the nightmare will never end as people in Southern California face a sixth straight day of deadly wildfires. Crews still at it with winds expected to intensify again this week. At least 24 people have lost their lives. The Palisades fire is still largely uncontained, and it's already the most destructive fire in LA County history. One local official says more than 5,000 homes have been wiped out in the Palisades fire alone.
Okay, so there you go. 6 days. Snowcone says the death toll is now at 25, right? That's what the gesture was you're giving there, 25. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of celebrities have lost their homes. A lot of celebrities have been told that they need to at least evacuate, even if their homes haven't burned down yet. Randy Quaid's brother, Dennis Quaid. You know him?
I do. I'm aware of him.
You may think of him as the lesser Quaid. You may think of him as the greater Quaid. I guess it just depends on what kind of genre movie you like. But I did see he had to be relocated. Also, I mentioned the thing about the mayor saying that, well, there were rumors that the mayor was going to fire this fire chief for what she said. I've got a clip of what the fire chief said in this here as well. Should hear from
winds
Craig.
Shifting east, forcing new mandatory evacuation orders as a Palisades fire nears major freeways and new cities. Residents, including actor Dennis Quaid, forced to evacuate.
That our experience of reality can change in a moment.
Meanwhile, rumors swirling overnight after Mayor Bass's office denies reports that she fired L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley after remarks over budget cuts and lack of water.
So $17 million cut did not allow us to do what we needed to do. And where that impacted us specifically for Palisades was our ability to move into reserve apparatus.
The days-long struggle to save lives and property impeded by hurricane-force winds and a shortage of water.
The whole neighborhood is flattened. It's gone.
Now, Lazo, I mentioned to you last week that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding the fires in Southern California. Have you come across any of these now? I told you what some of the dumb ones were, but have you come across any of the conspiracy theories for yourself?
No.
Okay. Because it seems like they're getting worse.
Well,
I just kind of hate to like add to it by even putting it out there.
I'd hear it, because I might believe them.
I keep seeing stuff about the Jewish space lasers.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's how it was put by the media in the past when, what's her name, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, was accused of bringing that up. But there are quite a few people on these conspiracy sites. Like, I always think, Snowcone, I'm sure you're the same way when you see this stuff. You go, okay, so they're joking, or like, are they trying to be funny? And then you realize that they're not, or are they messing with me? I'm not sure. I mean, their big thing is that if you have a blue roof, then your house won't be targeted and won't be burned. The laser can't affect you if you have a blue roof. And that's why the Church of Scientology compound, their buildings have blue roofs if you look at it from space. Oh, it's why after the Hawaii fires, all of the blue umbrellas along the beach were the only thing still standing, even though every other structure was burnt to the ground. The blue umbrellas were still there because the laser is affected by the
color blue. Prone to conspiracy theories, but hasn't it gotten way worse?
I would think
years.
Because of the internet and social media, yes.
Like, I thought
it just makes it so much easier.
The whole NFL scripted thing was a joke. But people, like, legitimately believe that now. Like, people actually believe that.
I think that guy who started the birds aren't real thing
right.
was trying to... And then I think what happened was some people started to think birds aren't real. So, although maybe they didn't. I don't know. Maybe they've been messing with this.
Not,
but the,
you know, it's not all birds are real.
Sorry. Okay. So... Some of them are real, yeah,
some of them are real, some of them are, you know, little spy birds.
Okay. But the flat earthers...
Well, if you like, oh, well, that makes more sense,
I can
right?
get on board with that. Yeah.
You don't think there's little spy birds out there?
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, me too.
The flat earthers, that was definitely a thing that people believed. They made documentaries about it, we watched these people get into arguments, and there's still quite a few people who believe in it. So, to me, Sunkone, it really started with 9/11 when you had loose change.
Right.
And... Just at least in my lifetime, I'm sure there's been plenty of things like this in the past, but just in my lifetime, I remember loose change. I remember people going, oh my God,
right.
Look, here's a documentary,
I was one of them.
And it's telling us the truth. And then it took a while for the media to push back and go, yeah, but that stuff wasn't true. Now you add social media to the mix, because we didn't really have social media back then. So you throw in social media, and now...
With the rise of fake news, it's just a post-truth world. It's post-fact, and it's...
Certainly a world where conspiracy theories can thrive.
Flourish.
Flourish, because they can spread to a lot of people, and just like anything, even if it only appeals to 1% of the population, well... Get it out there in front of as many eyeballs as you can, yep. And you'll find more of those 1%. And it starts to look like a lot of people. Well, I mean, sometimes it can be a lot of people. How many people actually believe that the fires are being caused by Israeli lasers? I don't know. But, God, you know, if you go on the right conspiracy sites, it looks like most of
Twitter.
Them. Yeah, Twitter. I'm not on Twitter
not
that
many.
Often. So. Right, I would think it's probably...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking small fractions of a percent here.
Yes, of course. And how many people who are saying it really believe it?
That's the other thing. I'll never know.
Right.
There's no way to know. I watch these people talk, and I see them go back and forth, and I'm waiting for some sort of tongue-in-cheek moment or some sort of, ha-ha, good one. And I don't see it usually,
no,
so I think, all right, some of these people definitely believe this,
sure.
I guess. Even though it seems so outlandish to me. But also, I'm not invested in the conspiracy like these people are. They start with something small. They build and build and build on it. You know, it starts as something reasonable.
Sure.
It grows. And then by the time I'm introduced to it, it's a Jewish space laser and blue will keep you safe, okay. Right? So I don't think that's the best way to bring someone in. You have to
start small. And the space lasers can't shoot blue?
They can't hurt the blue stuff. That was the impression I was getting. Hmm. People were talking about, I don't know, maybe because of how lasers work? I wasn't clear. Yeah, and I was trying to figure it out.
Israelis did have, like, you know, sharks with lasers and, I don't know, lasers space shooting out of the sky that could burn down California. You think they would have figured out the blue thing?
Yeah.
With all that technology, they've been like, yo, dude, it doesn't go through blue stuff.
They're like, well, how often do we have to worry about that? You know, what, Church of Scientology? Hardly anybody. But then once word starts to spread, that's it.
Well, you couldn't do it to Greece.
Houses
are blue. I think you'd fix it.
They did. I saw people online, again, who knows if they're being honest, if they're being serious, but talking about coloring their roofs blue. That they were already looking into it, they're already trying to change the color of their roof, that they think the insurance company should give them a discount because they're changing the color of their roof to blue. And if the insurance companies were honest about the situation, then they would give them a discount once they change their roof color. But either way, they're changing their roofs to blue.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's hard enough to get insurance and hard enough to keep your house from getting burned down by the laser. So that was one of the crazier conspiracies
Do we have proof of any houses burned down with a blue roof?
You know, I don't know.
Well, that's where I would start.
Yeah. Did anyone have a blue roof who lost a home? Can you find one of those?
How would it matter if you, so say, and I'm really asking for people who maybe believe in this, say I have a house, right? And you have a house and you have a blue roof and I don't have a blue roof and my house gets shot by a laser and starts on fire. Wouldn't mine still start yours on fire?
I wondered about that,
Just because yours wasn't directly hit by a laser.
That's what I thought, too. Like, a lot of this fire is spreading.
Like, I'm guessing the Jewish lasers didn't hit every house.
That's my thought. You know, you're watching this fire spread.
Just hit a couple of, if there's a blue-roofed house, I'd probably shoot the house right next to it.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, just on purpose.
Yeah. All the video I've seen so far of fire spreading. I didn't see lasers. I just saw a fire that was spreading. Brush catches on fire. The ground is on fire. The trees are on fire. That one house spreads to another house. That sort of thing. So I'm with you. If you can start a fire, even if you just start a brush fire with that laser, that might be enough in these conditions to burn down a huge swath of Southern California.
Right.
But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how it works, Laszlo.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The rest of the news. You know, I told you about the fires earlier, but you will see this headline floating around about the fires. It says a child actor was killed in the fires. I told you that there's 25 deaths.
That was Doogie Howser.
And you will see this. So I'm going to save you the click and tell you that, yes, it is true. There is a former child actor who was killed California fires. It is not Neil Patrick Harris. I doubt you've heard of this gentleman. His name was Rory Sykes.
Oh, Rory Sykes, of course.
I believe they said, I know he had CP, but I think they also said, one of the articles at least said he was born blind. So I feel like that would make it tough, too, in a situation like this. His family, very upset. I found he does have an IMDb page. Kind of got the impression that maybe this IMDb page was created after his death, but maybe not, because a lot of people have been searching his name. But it looks like he did maybe a commercial, and then he was on some show, and I tried to find clips of that show, and I could tell other people had been trying to find clips from the same show on YouTube and could not. But it's not someone you probably heard of. His
life should have been celebrated because he was pretty awesome.
Shelley Sykes gets choked up as she recalls the final moments with her special needs son, Rory. The day the Palisades fire broke out Tuesday, mom and son stayed behind in their Malibu home thinking they were safe. But overnight, the strong Santa Ana winds sent embers flying onto their property, causing a massive flare-up. The 32-year-old former child actor who has cerebral palsy and has difficulty walking was trapped in his cottage.
Yeah, so he says difficulty walking, cerebral palsy, but then I also saw some, well, at least one thing that said he was also born blind. So I don't know, but you think just that one acting gig is a child paid for that home in California?
Did you read the story about this?
Just literally that story from the news is what I watched.
Okay.
And then
so
I looked up.
This is a really bizarre story.
Mm-hmm.
So an Australian mother, is apparently Australian, mm-hmm. has spoken of how she tried in vain to save her blind son from the Los Angeles area wildfire.
Okay, they call him blind too. Okay.
Shelley Sykes, a TV production entrepreneur, told Australian media of a desperate battle to save her 32-year-old son, Rory Sykes, who had CP. Sykes said on social media that she and her son lived on a 17-acre estate in Malibu. Rory Sykes appeared in the British TV show Kitty Capers.
That's the one,
Kitty Capers. In the 1990s, mm-hmm. but this is where. Her son was blind and had difficulty walking. Rory's feet, with the heat, had started to swell, and he couldn't walk very well. And he also had problems with his tummy, so he didn't want to be far away from the bathroom.
I know that feeling.
So he said, "Mom, you go, I'm staying."
I refuse to leave the toilet.
Sykes said she could not leave her son alone on the estate. "I stayed in the main property with my two peacocks in the bathroom because it was hard to breathe, sitting on the floor with bottled water and trying to keep wet." Sykes said she saw embers on the roof of her son's cottage and tried to extinguish them with a hose, but there was no water coming out.
Mm-hmm.
She then drove to the closest fire station seeking help, but was told they too had no water.
I didn't want to say this earlier, but I thought it was weird that she's alive. And that's it. I didn't understand. She looks like she's unscathed. So I didn't understand the details.
Son,
but
where the dad was an amputee and the son had cerebral palsy.
I don't remember this. Was this in this?
Yes, in this
current
fire.
News
and
cycle.
They found they stayed in the home and they found the dad by his bed. Like, he wouldn't leave his son.
Okay, that I could see.
Yeah,
but in this instance, do you see where there's some suspicion? Like, he said his tummy hurt, couldn't leave the toilet. So she's like, "Well, I'm not going to leave my son." But then somehow she's not hurt. And then she's like, "Oh, I couldn't get the water to turn on." And
why didn't he come into the main house?
Right.
Like,
he's in his own
hard
thing.
To walking. How far away
has
was
a chair,
the cottage?
Right?
From, I don't know.
I would assume he has
how
a
far
chair.
Away,
seven.
I would think that there's
well,
some,
look, who am I to
But she's
there?
With him. The way you're describing it is like
he's in the cottage and she's in the main house with the peacock.
Yeah, but then she tries to go put the fire out of the cottage, right?
Right.
So she's close.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm the one who read the story. Of course, it sounded odd to me, but, you know, I don't want to say that. The lady's devastated. Her son died in a fire.
Right. Kitty Capers star.
But it just sounded
Rory
odd
Sykes
to me that she said,
32.
"Mom." He said, "Mom,
my tummy hurts."
Okay.
I didn't see the part about the tummy.
Yeah.
They did not mention that at all. Felt like, you know, I feel like that's worth mentioning in the story. Mm-hmm. They did say the part about this estate, and I wondered. They also didn't say what she does for a living. So I just thought, boy, that Kitty Capers must have paid well, because that was the only show I can see that he was on.
In Malibu.
Yeah, not bad. But it sounds like sort of hot shot. Producer. But yeah, I couldn't find any clips of him. I couldn't find any clips of Kitty Capers in general. And I could tell that people had been searching it. So there you go. If you see that headline, at least as of now, child actor killed in the fire, that's him, Rory Sykes. Hmm. And I would like at the end of the show, before the end of the show, everyone to say their one favorite thing about Rory Sykes. In memoriam.
Yeah.
No, share your one favorite thing. You can share with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. We already talked about football, right? Don't have to talk about that too much. I mean, the Commanders did beat the Bucks last night. That was the exciting game, and it was the only exciting game this week, and I was just upset.
The Washington Commanders
the
off the upright! It is good! They do it again! We'll see you in Detroit!
We're 5 years old, the last time Washington won a playoff. How big is this moment?
It means a lot, man. You can just see all the fans over here. They waited a long time for this.
I do like him. He's cool. I'm a fan.
He's awesome.
But I'll be rooting for the Lions next week.
Of course.
I wonder what the breakdown will be. I like to see those sometimes where they show percentage of country rooting for this team versus this team. They usually don't do that until you get to the
AFC, NFC Championship.
But it does feel like that wouldn't have stopped, right? No. They have to get a bunch of wins. And then that's when people turn on you like they did the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So, until then, everyone's rooting for the Lions.
It's America's team.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you lose a lot of money legitimately, or was it all small potatoes, nothing big? Enough that you wish you hadn't bet it.
Yeah. You?
No, I didn't bet very much. I mean, I didn't win anything, but, I was throwing Hail Marys there with some of those. So I didn't expect necessarily to win. It would have been nice, but I didn't lose a ton of money. Looks like TikTok could genuinely be banned. I know I said this a few days ago, but nothing has changed to help TikTok since then. And so there was some answers this morning I saw on TV. They were talking about what happens when the ban takes effect. Will it just disappear off your phone? I know that they told Apple and Google to get ready to remove the app from the App Store and from Google Play. But it will not necessarily just disappear immediately.
It's not necessarily going to disappear from your phone. TikTok's lawyer says the app will go dark. But what you think about what that means, there's two ways this law works. One is that app stores like Apple's and Google Play won't allow new downloads or software updates, so it will eventually get glitchy and not really work for you. The second way is that internet companies might have to stop storing TikTok's data. If that does happen, you really wouldn't be able to see an updated feed, and you probably wouldn't be able to post either.
Okay, so if they stop them from updating their data, then you're going to stop using it immediately. If it's just that they can't update it anymore and they can't send out those updates over the phone, it'll be no different than all the apps on your phone, because you never update your phone because you're convinced and planned obsolescence. So it could take people a while. They could potentially be using TikTok for who knows how long.
Oh, okay.
And it could be different.
It's like that Flappy Bird game.
Right. Like, there's no support for it. So you kind of, every time the operating system updates, it may make it harder for the app to work. But if they tell the servers no more, then it'll be there, but you won't be able to check it. Still nobody buying that? Still nobody coming together to say, we want that algorithm? Is the algorithm no longer coveted? Like, a year ago, I heard these podcast guys talking about is how coveted this algorithm was and how these tech people would want this algorithm, and they'd come together because it's so valued, and I haven't heard that lately, so what's changed? Like, Meta figured it out?
I assume it's still coveted. But yeah, I mean, Meta has their own, and YouTube has their own.
Right. It seems like Google's is pretty good. It's known for being pretty good. But there was something about that TikTok algorithm that everyone acted like was
sauce or something.
Exactly. Former University of Minnesota student is suing the school after being expelled because he was accused of using ChatGPT on a paper and cheating. Okay. Now, he says, I didn't use it. Also, he says, more importantly, there's no way for you to prove that I use ChatGPT.
Right.
You can't do it. And even more importantly than that, or at least more damning than that, he says, also, the professor who presented this evidence to the school and to the lawyers and all that, I think that professor faked some of the claims. This former student actually hired some sort of computer analyst from Seattle to look at these documents to see if they had been messed with. And he claims that expert says, it looks like that professor may have fibbed a little bit, added a few things on some of those papers that they submitted. So this lawsuit, I feel like we're going to see more and more of this until they figure out what to do with AI.
Did you use ChatGPT in any way?
I did not use ChatGPT in the exam.
Haishan Yang was working on getting his doctorate in health services research and policy administration at the University of Minnesota when Professor Hannah Neprash accused him of cheating on an exam by using ChatGPT. But in addition to denying using AI, Yang says you can't prove it because it's like using Google. You will get different answers every time you ask ChatGPT the same question.
I tried myself. I put the question to the ChatGPT. I generate 10 times, and it's so different. So it's not possible to replicate.
So I would be interested to see if the courts decide, one way or the other on this and say, you can't prove it. Because I know that there's been there was, at least, especially when ChatGPT first went public, a lot of talk about. I mostly heard about high school kids, junior high school kids, using ChatGPT to just write papers. And I think we were all kind of in awe that day that we sat here and just played with AI. And like you said, write a stoner comedy movie.
Right,
like,
yeah,
and it was
yeah,
just
yeah.
like, here you go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy, oh boy, I would definitely use this to cheat. Also, it kind of makes you think about that old, you're not going to be carrying a calculator around with you all the time.
He's got it in.
It's like, well, now I'm going to be carrying AI around with me all the time. Do I need to be able to write a paper? Do I need to know the answer to anything since AI will know all those answers for me? You know, it's a brave new world, Laszlo.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I don't
know.
But
if they can't prove it, I think teachers going to be...
I'd be mad if my kid got in trouble for cheating and I was suspicious of the evidence.
Even if I'm not suspicious of the evidence.
Well, just like, can you prove it?
How can you prove it?
That's what I mean. If you can't prove this beyond a reasonable doubt...
Actually, more than that.
Or even a shadow of a doubt, honestly.
Yeah. More than that.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to be able to prove it.
I don't know what that master's degree was in. It was very... sounded professional.
Yeah.
How much money would he have made when he got that degree?
Oh, that's a good one,
right?
Too.
Because that's what I'm suing for.
Yeah.
Now you said that I've cheated, kicked me out of school. I have to go to another school, but apparently maybe this will go on my record, my transcripts or something.
Absolutely.
But even if it doesn't, how much have you cost me from doing this job for the next 30 years? Because that's what I want.
And I want it now.
Yeah.
Be pretty sweet. I'm rooting for you, man.
Me too.
I'm rooting for you.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
So a lady here in Missouri.
Yeah, local Kansas City gal has made national headlines.
What's her name?
Her name is Emily James. And I'm reading this particular article from the New York Post. Headline says, I spent $17,000 having my ribs removed. Now, as I said earlier, Snow Cones found her on social media. Maybe see if we can ask her some questions, or maybe he's just going to see if he can ask her on a date. I don't know. But I will read to you from this article. It says, a woman from Kansas City had 6 ribs removed in order to achieve a smaller waist. I've never heard of this. I've never heard of removing ribs to look skinnier. I've heard of lots of different types of plastic surgery. I've heard of the urban legend about Marilyn Manson having his ribs removed for a different reason, which I think turned out not to be true. But I've never heard of removing ribs to look thinner. But that's apparently what she did. And now they say she bizarrely plans to turn her spare parts into a crown. Emily James dished out a whopping $17,000 for this elective cosmetic surgery, and she's eager to commemorate the peculiar procedure in a most unusual way. She says, quote, I plan on having someone make a crown of them. She's 27 years old. She told this to Carter News. They let me keep the ribs, and I was initially going to gift them to my best friend. Be a weird gift to get from your best friend, but I guess it's kind of like getting one of those necklaces with the heart that's split in half. I feel like the other friend would have to give you some ribs back, though, to make it even. But
sure.
As she was recovering, the Missourian had to wear a corset around the clock to help with swelling, though she admitted that her pain is only at a 2 on a scale of 10, thanks to her team of doctors and nurses. Sounds like they did a good job, because I'm looking at this bag full of ribs. Seems like that would be a painful thing. She says, not so bad. She's used social media to share the journey of the procedure as well as the recovery process, garnering mixed responses from viewers. Quote, in 3 days, I'm getting 3 ribs removed on each side, she said in a video before the procedure. I'm going to have an Emily barbecue, she quipped. During recovery, she shared online that she'd gotten the ribs removed for cosmetic purposes and that they gave her removed ribs. I plan on making them into a crown. I've had people say that I should make them into a chew toy or boil them down into a broth. Personally, I think my meat would taste delicious. That's what she said.
Okay.
Despite some people's suggestions, James said she won't be eating her ribs in any form. Eating human meat can cause a plethora of disorders that are fatal, she said, so I will not be partaking in cannibalism, thank you.
Hmm.
Is there a name for it when you eat your own? It's like a different word than cannibalism? Maybe it still does cannibalism. Many have made jokes and comments about James' strange decision. How many views were she getting on those videos, Snowcone?
Oh, a lot, yeah.
What's a lot? Like thousands,
see.
Tens of thousands?
I'll look and let
you says,
know.
Getting my ribs removed doesn't change the fact that I'm a kind and loving trans girl, James explained. I know some of you moms walk around with Brazilian butt lifts. How is this any different? It is my money, my body, and I'm going to do what I want with it, she emphasized.
It's like an average of around like 15 to 20,000.
But that's
a
lot.
I see one with 120.
Well, I mean, I would think this news story
she's
probably
got 30,000 followers on TikTok and like 50,000 on Instagram, I think.
I'm looking at the bag of ribs. Now, they are in one of those hospital-looking bags that says LabCorp, but it does look like ribs, bones from, you know, a barbecue. I guess human ribs probably look the same. But I think the best point, I hate to admit, was made by Snowcone in this debate because the $17,000, because I didn't think of this, the $17,000 is really the biggest giveaway that this might not be true. Because yeah, no. Even if a plastic surgeon says, sure, I'll remove your ribs so that you can have a slimmer waistline.
If you find one to
If you find
to
one
it,
to do that.
It's going to be a lot more.
It would probably cost more than 17 grand, right? Although, I don't know, how much does a breast augmentation cost? I've heard people say they cost $5,000, $10,000. Yeah, so, you know, maybe 17 grand to get some ribs removed. I don't know. Also, is there any risk to having ribs removed? Like, well, you know,
yeah, I guess
seems like that's a lot of ribs to remove.
Protect vital organs, right?
Right.
Yeah, but how far down? Like you only took, like, you know, three on each side.
Yeah.
Like, is everything kind of above those three?
That, I mean, I would.
I don't know.
I know she's wearing the corset, but. And I. Does it make you look thinner?
I don't know. Did it make her look? Do we have a before and after? Did she do it already?
She's already done it. She's already shown the ribs, but she's been wearing this corset. So I don't know if she's shown off her bod without the corset yet because she's been recovering. I looked it up to see like what the rules are about cosmetic surgery.
Emily what?
James. And it varies by state. So some states will say you can only give someone liposuction if their BMI is this number. Other states will say, oh, no, you can do it whenever you want. Some states might even say this is the max amount of pain medication you're allowed to give a patient. Other states say no. But even more crazy is that a lot of states don't have any real rules or regulations when it comes to cosmetic surgeons. And at least according to this thing that I saw where they were talking about how they need more restrictions, they said that there's only really, at the time of the article being written, 21 states where inspections are done and they need to all be licensed surgeons and have life-saving equipment around. And, you know, they have to follow the rules about how much medicine they can give and all those types of things. And that other states take a more hands-off approach. Kansas was on the list of states who does have regulations where they require you to be open to inspections and be safe, basically. Missouri was not on that list. So I don't know if she got this done in Missouri. The article didn't say. But if she got it done in Missouri.
Well, maybe, huh?
Maybe it's a real
Everything
thing.
I see, though, is just like she's going to get it done. Or there's no pictures of after. Just a picture of some ribs in a bag.
Yeah, I've got the pictures of the ribs in the bag, too. And then they talk about her wearing this corset. But I didn't actually see her in the corset. So I don't know. She sounds like in that video that I watched earlier with you, Snow Cone, I thought that that was after she'd had the procedure done, but I only see her from, like, the chest up. I don't think that we saw her corset or saw, certainly didn't see, she didn't do, like, a before and after. Here's what I look like after having my ribs removed. But I was thinking about it. There are people that go in, and I've thought about it before, for cosmetic surgery, people go in and get massive boobs or, you know, all kinds of crazy, what we might think are crazy procedures done. And you go, I wonder if there's any, like, limit to what a doctor can say. Like, no, you're not allowed to want that as an adult. I can't do that even if you
want
it.
But I don't think there's, like, people who have, like, a fetish for having, like, their arms removed and stuff.
Right, you surely couldn't do that.
I don't think you can't just be like, hey, cut off my hands.
Right.
I don't think a doctor would do that.
I wouldn't think so.
So I feel like the ribs would fall in the same thing.
It's like Hippocratic Oath, right? I mean,
well, cosmetic surgeons are a little different because I think they. Because other doctors say no, they're absolutely not following because that's not necessary and it might even be dangerous, and yet they're doing it anyway.
Right.
So they don't seem to follow that oath, at least not as closely.
At least they can rationalize it how it does help.
Yeah, they say mentally this person will feel better because they want this thing done, and they're an adult. So I find it hard to believe. You know, the thing for me, getting the ribs removed seems like a stretch. But when I saw the ribs in the bag, that's really the thing. And maybe it's just because I've never seen human ribs in a hospital bag before. But those just look like someone took a slab of ribs from Joe's and cleaned them off.
Yeah.
And then put them in a LabCorp bag, you know?
Yeah, I don't think she got her ribs removed.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Mm-mm.
So why would the New York Post run with it?
Yeah, because, you know, it's salacious.
Well, hopefully she responds. We can get her on.
Yeah, Snow Cone's found her on social media. And
she's kind of hot.
Yeah.
She's not to have her ribs removed.
She's an influencer.
Yeah, well.
You know, I've noticed, at least in my experience, I feel like a lot of influencers are attractive. And I have to wonder sometimes if it's not their attractiveness that helps them garner some of that support. Right?
Then if you want to get over the hump, you got to get your ribs removed or something. You got to do something crazy.
Exactly. So you're like, okay, I'm attractive.
Get a butt implant or something, you know? Everybody's attractive.
Yeah. Snow Cone says she's also...
Gotta go viral once for whatever reason.
Snow Cone said she's also a sexy therapist or...
Well, her Instagram has her listed as a sex therapist.
Sex therapist. So, you know, if you guys need any...
OnlyFans and a few other things.
There are?
Uh-huh.
Is sex therapy something you do with...
I got you.
Is that like, do couples do that?
Sex therapy?
Yeah, what is sex therapy? They go in together and talk about problems they're having in bed? Is that what it is? Or is it just... Okay, you don't have to get defensive. I was just curious if you knew. Thought maybe it's like, I know a guy whose wife made him go to sex therapy. Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
I don't know a guy.
I've never heard of anybody. I've heard of sex therapy before, sex therapist, but I don't know exactly what they do. But anyway, according to Snow Cone, she's a sex therapist. If you can't get it, you know, that would be something you could sign up for a session. I don't know what
her
it costs,
Instagram has a video of her showing off her body post rib removal. I didn't see that on Instagram.
I didn't either.
Maybe I'm on a
I only saw her from
Instagram.
Chest up. Snow Cone, have you seen any full body shots?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm looking for them.
I'll keep digging. But we're all voting thumbs down on this that it's not real. I mean, it's a good publicity stunt because...
For right now.
She got people talking to
them. Oh, I was on her backup account.
Man, she's popular enough to have a backup account. She's pretty... I wonder how much this grew her audience. But she must have already had a pretty big audience if she's got that many views, right, Snow Cone?
I mean this is a few stories. She's got 50,000 followers. It's not like...
It's not like millions, but that's still... She must have had a bit of an audience already.
I'm getting my ribs removed.
Or maybe she got 50,000 from this. I really don't know. But it's disgusting. I'm sorry, Emily. I'm not saying you're disgusting in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying that looking at this bag of ribs... You know, like, Lazo, you don't like... you know, nubs. Lazo has a tough time with someone who's missing a...
Like a fingers and stuff. Yeah.
I have a tough time looking at this bag of bones and being told they're human, which is weird because I've watched a lot of people die on the internet. Snow Cone and I have done it together and seen a lot of gross, gory things. There's something about seeing that bag of bones. Also, the fact that it looks like they're laying on top of her comforter in that bag. I don't know. I'm going to have a tough time shaking that. It's gross. Lazo thought it was sexy.
That's
so
something. I don't think what you just sent me was sexy.
I sent you pictures I found. That's it.
Okay.
What did he send you? Something good?
I sent it to you too, Slim.
Oh, okay. I'll take a look.
You're going to like it a lot more than I do.
Yeah,
I am?
I think you will too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you trying to tell me that's her?
Yeah.
That's what it says, yeah.
Well, that doesn't look like her to me.
Well, I don't think she's got makeup on.
Well, but also
it's really
faces.
Not about her face. It's about her penis.
I'm going to have to do a lot more digging. A lot more.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so.
Right, so.
This woman who asked this question. Advice. Yeah. She's in her 40s.
Oh, boy.
She's single. Already at a disadvantage.
It's tough.
It is tough out there. You know,
tough.
I know you joke and say that... it's tough because people can sometimes maybe not look... Not everyone peaks in their 40s. How's that?
Sure.
There's a way to put it. So I know you joke around about that. But there's also... I think the tougher thing is that if you're older and single, there is definitely something to that argument that, well, the people that are still single, a lot of them at least, are single for a reason. Like, either they had a tough time making a relationship work or... Someone dumped their ass because they found out that they were a pain in the ass, whatever. I could see that going either way. I could see that being true or not. Like, I understand the idea of the logic behind it.
Well, that would be for both people, though.
Yeah. For both genders, for sure. Just that it gets tougher as you get older. But anyhow, this woman says she wants to know from men. She thinks that in... your younger years, like in your 20s, if you go out with a girl, you meet a girl or you meet at a bar, first date, whatever, that if you guys have sex on that first date, that you probably don't think any less of her. And as a matter of fact, you may even be headed towards a long-term relationship. Who knows? And it doesn't really hurt her chances of being girlfriend material. You don't just look at her necessarily and go, oh my God, I can't believe she had sex with me on the first. I wondered if you'd say that. I really didn't know.
Not even that. I think it's the opposite in that if I meet you and then you say no, 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 and we date for a while, now I think it's more I really just want to do this as a challenge.
Yeah.
And then you think we're in a relationship because we've been dating for 2 months while you've said no. But we're not.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sleep with you, and I find it challenging. That doesn't mean... I think women get confused and think, oh, that means we're in a relationship.
He likes me, obviously, for more reasons, because we're not even having sex yet, and he's still going out with me.
I think the real thing is if you have sex with them on the first date and they call you.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
That's like, now you know, like, oh, yeah, they do like me. They already got what most people would say they wanted, and then they called me anyway. Okay, well, now there's something there. I don't think just because you said no and the guy keeps calling you means... you're headed for a long-term relationship. I think that's fool's gold, Francis.
How many times have you been in that situation?
What time?
Like where you've continued to see someone because you're trying to have sex with her?
More than a handful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can only think of once that it's really happened to me, and that was the time I told you. The whole drive up to St. Joe, and I found out she had 100 cats, and I was like, I give up, because I didn't, you know, I finally gave up. But I think you're absolutely right that in both respects, that for the guy, it's like, well, I would like to have sex with you, and it seems like you're still willing to hang out with me, so like, when are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? And for her, I could see why she's thinking, he's still hanging out with me. It's not like we've had sex, so.
Right. I get it.
He likes me for me.
Yeah.
So this woman says in her 20s, she doesn't think that makes a big difference. As Lazo says, if anything, it could be the other way around. But she is worried that in her 40s, if she sleeps with a guy on the first date, that the guy will think, you know, that was one, she may be a little promiscuous, which is something that I just don't think. Guys are not thinking about. At least I don't think. Maybe some guy is. Certainly no guys in this room, I don't think. It's not a... What?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay. You don't think that way, right?
No.
No, no.
Well,
no.
I mean, you may be more promiscuous.
But not that that's a negative thing.
But I don't care.
Yeah, that's not a negative thing. Yeah. But it's not just that. That could be part of it. But she thinks that if she has sex with somebody on the first date, that now that person is going to assume that was a one-night stand. And if you start calling her again, that would be really weird, because the fact that she had sex with you on the first night should have let you both know what this was. This was a one-night stand. It's something adults do, right? And you calling later is a little...
Oh, so she's saying we shouldn't call.
No, she's saying, is that a thing that guys think about? Should I not be sleeping with guys on the first date because they might think, oh, it's just a one-night stand? Apparently, she's having sex with guys on the first date.
And they're
not calling her anymore.
Yeah, but that's not...
So...
I think you're reading too much into this.
I do, too.
I think they're having sex with you and they don't, you know, they don't want to have a relationship with you, which is fine.
Yes.
Which is going to happen if you have sex with people.
Yep.
But there's going to be a guy eventually who has sex with you on the first date and texts you. You just haven't run into him yet. So that's, you know, whatever. That's how it goes.
So would you say, if anything, don't stop having sex on the first date, because you could still run into that problem that you just mentioned earlier?
Need to do, what's her name? Frances?
She doesn't give her name.
Well, listen here, Carla. I think what you need to do is quit putting expectations on other people and do what you want. Do what you want. Do what makes you feel good. Do what makes you happy. If you are unhappy about the fact that you're having sex with dudes on the first date and they're not texting you, then maybe not have sex. Don't have sex with dudes on the first date. If you're like, I'm having sex with dudes on the first date, they're not texting me back, I think it's kind of weird, but I'm cool with it, then keep having sex with dudes on the first date. But quit putting expectations on what the dude is supposed to do. He's doing whatever he wants to do. He'll text you if he wants to. He won't text you if he doesn't. Like, it's always about how other people are reacting. Just worry about how you react.
Oh, yeah, but I get it. She's worried that maybe she's there's something
what?
She could be doing to maybe the guy. Maybe she's had missed opportunities that there are guys that would have liked to have dated her, but they got the wrong impression. I mean, that's clearly what she's asking. She must think that somewhere along the line, some guys have gotten the wrong idea because they thought this was just a one night stand. Exactly, I know.
That's what I'm saying. Quit putting expectations on them.
Yeah,
there's no way for you to know whether you missed it or you didn't miss it.
Yeah, if the guy wants to call you, I'll say...
He will.
And even if he did think that, I'm almost certain that was a one-night stand. Hell, I'm really as certain as a person can be that that's what that was, based on how that night went. I think she just wanted a one-night stand. If he still wants to call, he'll call. That's not going to stop him from calling. He'll give it a shot.
Yeah, if he wants to.
He's definitely willing to ask. So don't stop having sex with people on the first date. I would say especially
unless it makes you feel bad. Unless it makes you feel
good. Yeah, but if that's something you enjoy doing, then
just go ahead and do it.
Because she said she has no problem sleeping with guys on the first date. That was the first thing she said. I have no problem sleeping with a guy on the first date. Well, then, yeah, keep doing it. Did you ever have one of those situations like we were talking about earlier where it became a challenge and you didn't end up having sex with her?
No.
Where you never won?
You never lost? I never lose.
Oh, man.
I never lose.
Man. I can't believe you didn't even have one L.
Not that I can think of.
Where she just...
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. I can think of one now. Yeah, for sure.
That strung you along for a while?
Yeah. I would go to her house and watch movies and stuff. Mm.
You know what? Now that
But she always said we're just friends. I did have more than one.
I
thought I could overcome that.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, I think I only went over her house like two or three times. I was like, all right, well.
That's not the end of the world. If you gave up and you're like, I don't think this is going to happen, that's fine.
I wanted to be that vested in it.
Yeah.
And she was friends with a lot of my friends. So I was like, if this happens now, it'll be weird. So you know what? Just forget it.
Yeah, it's weird. Like the cat girl... I never had sex with her, but I was asking her out, but she was showing interest in me asking her out, so we continued to get together, but it was definitely a challenge, and I thought, man, she's like staying the night at my place, but she didn't want to have sex, so I think we're going to have sex. So I kept saying, do you want to hang out? And she was always like, yeah, for sure. But the other girl that you just reminded me of, she was always the one who initiated it. She would call me. What are you doing? I was thinking I could come over and we'll watch a movie. Now, at that age, if you say, why don't I come over? Are your roommates home? No. Okay, cool. Maybe I'll come over and we'll watch a movie. Sure. She did that like four times. Never anything. Never nothing. Never. And she would even put that thing out there towards the end like, hey, sorry, you know, just so you know, tonight. It's like, tonight? There's never been a night, right?
Right.
So that's not even a challenge anymore. Now that's just kind of annoying. Like, why are you calling me?
Yeah.
At time of night?
I don't like that.
The cat gal I could have had if I just... I could have made it through level 7, which was the 14 cats or whatever and all that. I think I could have won.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Do you believe in psychics?
Believe in them, I am one.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. That answers that, so you know they're real.
Yep.
My grandma was a big believer. I think that was somewhat normal for her time. Like, people would go to psychics, and it was almost like therapy. People went to a lot of astrologists, too, back in the day.
I know what you're talking about. Swim, you're literally a psychic.
Huh? I know, but I'm saying a lot of people don't believe it. So you have to prove those doubters wrong. That's what psychics spend most of their time doing. My grandma ended her relationship because of a psychic at a carnival.
Ended a relationship with who?
The guy she was with. Huh? No, the guy that she was with. The psychic said, that guy that you're with right now, he's cheating on you with your sister. Turns out, it was true.
Really?
Yeah, it was true. Now, I've heard that story from other people, too, so it's almost like one of those things that goes around, but my dad swore by the story, my mom swears by the story, that's the reason that she broke up with this guy, and that they did find out that he was actually having sex with her sister, so I don't know. Or it wasn't her sister, it was her best friend. But, you know, maybe if a psychic says that to every person she sees, get a few people right. I don't know. Or maybe psychics are real. I think you're going to have a hard time disputing that psychics are real when you hear this clip I'm about to play for you. Because
I feel
like it's
proof. Do you have a psychic
story? Well, I still have the thought of that psychic that we used to have on the show years ago. And when she said I was going to die from an STD, that hung heavy on my heart. I do still think about that.
But you ever
sometimes.
Have one that you felt was true?
I don't know. I'm trying to think how many times I've talked to psychics. Maybe not. You?
Yeah.
What was it? I'm thinking of the witch thing, I guess.
No, I went to me, you know, in South Florida. They have them everywhere where you go to vacation.
Casadega,
I think me and my mom were there. No, me and my, like Fort Myers area.
Okay, okay.
Me and my mom were there, and I had just been fired from a radio job. Her mom was like, "Oh, go in there, and you know, I'll pay for it and see what your future holds." And so I went in there, and a lady said, "She said, oh, she said, I, she said, well, she did say that I would have two boys.
Okay,
and she saw them with blonde hair."
Okay.
And that I own my own business. So that part isn't true.
Well, that you sort of did, though.
What?
Well, I mean, you had the record label, and then you sort of...
Yeah,
you
know, I didn't have the boys in.
Okay.
They said, I see you owning your own business with the boys, so that's...
Oh, okay. Well, that could still happen.
Well, I guess maybe, but it felt like they were teenagers. And
okay.
But anyway, she did... But, move forward. She said, I see you. She said something about, you know... being a DJ, playing music, right? But she may have just, you know, I don't, who knows? But that's what I've been fired from. But she said it's not like in a radio studio. She said, I see like a lane. It's like a bowling alley. And I'm like, oh, God. She's like, I see you as a DJ in like, I can't tell what it is, but it's a bowling. She's like, when it happens, you'll know what I'm telling you. But she's like, in my head, it's a bowling alley. And then 3 weeks later, I was a DJ in a strip club, and I saw the lane going down. I was like, oh, that's what she saw.
That's what it was. And crazy. She probably did see it and just was like, I'm going to try and be appropriate.
There's moms here.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a big audience.
Yeah, so that did happen.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, look, I got this clip for you. It brought this person to tears, and now I feel like it has absolutely been proven true.
She also said that she saw me going on a cruise.
Which have you done?
No, but I will tell you, like 5 days later, I got a call that's on the phone that said I had won a cruise. And did I want to accept it? And I said no, because I was like, they're probably
connected.
So I'm like, how smart would that be to be like, boom, boom, boom.
You're going to have the best time of your life on a cruise.
That's right. I was like, you know what? They're connected somehow. So I was like, yeah, I'm not interested and hung up.
Well, I'll play
you this. I'm no idiot.
I'll play this quick in a second.
Charlotte the psychic. I'm no idiot.
The Church of Laszlo.
So your ex gal, Ricky Lake.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, yeah.
She's in the news.
She was younger then. I mean, obviously, so was I.
Everyone talking about how old she looks. She just let her hair grow gray naturally. She looks good.
Yeah, I think she looks great.
The top comment on this story is like, I would have guessed she's a lot older than her 50s. She looks more like she's in her 70s. Like, what? Look
really
at those
good.
Legs. She looks good.
Yeah.
She looks good.
I think she looks great.
And I like gray hair. I got no problem with that whatsoever. I hate these unrealistic standards we put on women. You know? Don't you guys?
No, but I still
bothers
think Ricky
me.
Lake looks good.
Bothers me. Yeah, she does look good. Anyhow, Ricky Lake's house burned down in this... fire, in this wildfire, whatever the hell it is, Southern California fires. It's gone. House is gone. Lost it completely. And I had seen that her house was, like, possibly on the chopping block. Then I saw, oh, Ricky Lake lost her house. And I thought, okay, that's the end of that story. But then today I saw, no, there's more to it than that. Because Ricky Lake, whom I had not seen in a long time, apparently was on a fairly recent television show on Netflix called Live from the Other Side with Tyler Henry.
I watched that for a minute.
You've seen it?
I did. I turned it on for 1 minute.
I don't know, for like maybe
2 episodes.
Well, I'm interested now. I didn't even know
it's
it existed.
Like this little...
He looks young.
Effeminate dude.
I think they said he's British, maybe.
Yeah, and he like rolls up your house and it just, you know... Maybe he basically does the cold thing, like, someone with an L is trying to talk to you. Like, okay.
Yeah, what was that? There used to be a guy that was big enough, John Edwards, right? He had the same name as the presidential candidate. And then I remember there was a big campaign to try and, you know, prove that all those guys were...
They can't.
That they can't do anything, that they've got earpieces or whatever. Yeah. And anyhow, this guy's got a show on Netflix that I don't recall ever... being shown and then making a decision to say, I'm not going to watch that, but maybe I did. But now I want to watch it. And it's called Live from the Other Side. Tyler Henry's his name. And Ricky Lake was on that show. Now, again, this was not that long ago. We're talking like a couple months ago. This is not from years and years ago. Listen to what this guy told her on the show.
Keep in mind, there might end up being a coincidence where not only do we lose something.
Okay, he's not British.
And I'm trying to kind of articulate this without like it sounding concerning. I think this may have already happened. If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water, and water, though. That's the kind of weird distinction. It's two separate things.
Okay.
So we're going to end up finding that there's a story where, like, there was a house fire or something along those lines. A fire risk.
Okay, so he says you're going to lose something from fire and water. Now, she's the one. She posted this and basically said, can you believe it? He called it. I mean, this guy knew that this was going to happen. And I'm kind of with her. I mean,
let me hear him again.
Where else can you take this other than psychics?
Keep in mind, there might end up being a coincidence where not only do we lose something, and I'm trying to kind of articulate this without like it sounding concerning. I think this may have already happened. If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water, that's the kind of weird distinction. It's two separate things.
Okay.
So we're going to end up finding that there's a story where, like, there was a house fire or something along those lines. A fire risk.
And then he says, so he's saying fire and water, but he says that the, you know, involving both fire and water, which makes sense because obviously the house is burning, then you've got the fire department dumping water on the embers, right? And so sometimes I've heard people say that their house fire, a lot of the stuff that could have been recovered, you know, or that they could find, even though it didn't burn up, it's ruined from the water. Now, it would have probably burned up if it hadn't have been for the water, but either way, it's ruined. So I've heard people say that. I know a guy whose house burned down maybe 2 years ago, and he was out of town when it burned down, and he said the fire department went and, you know, tried to put it out. By the time he got back, there was very little left. And the stuff that was still there, he said it was all just waterlogged. Nothing was salvageable. Photos, everything, it's all ruined. But you can't be mad at the fire department for putting water on it. So this psychic is saying that he sees this loss of her material items from both fire and water. And then a couple months later, her house burns down? Come on, Lazo. Psychics are real.
Wow, come on.
What? I mean, she believes it. She's posting about it now. He just said
you're going to lose something in a fire.
Yeah.
Well, she lost everything.
Yeah. He says material loss, which is, you know, not loss of life. So he's got that right because nobody died in her fire. So loss of material items to fire and water.
I think it might have already happened.
Well, that part I didn't understand. But, you know, you got to understand, Lazo, being a psychic, when these psychics say, it's not totally clear to me, that's because it's not always totally clear.
I understand.
I can speak from experience. You get these senses, and then you try and go deeper on, oh, okay, why did I just get this message? And sometimes you get those answers, and sometimes you don't. So sometimes you're just left with, man, I don't know why I got that, but I got fire and I got water. Like, maybe this already happened, but loss of material items. The woman lost her house in a fire months later. What more proof do you guys need? The great at Tyler Henry Medium called it, she said. Ross and I were on Tyler's show, and guys, he saw, all caps, the fire. She added that she was praying for all those impacted by the ongoing nightmare, including Henry, whose home, she said, may be at risk. Oh, as the fires rage on, I didn't see that. I'm on a new article here, but it sounds like he may lose things from fire and water, too. She's 56 years old. She revealed that she lost her home, and she says, it's all gone. I can't believe I'm typing these words, but here's this clip of us on this great psychic show, and he called it, all lost to fire and water. There is a psychic, or there was. I think it finally closed down. But the whole time I was growing up, there was a psychic near the city that we would drive by. Like, if we were going to sporting events or going to the plaza, stuff like that, we'd always drive by this place. Big sign outside. You know, it said psychic, palm reading, tarot cards, whatever. And, of course, my mom didn't allow it because she's religious. So that's somehow anti-religious or whatever. But when I was old enough and, you know, I got a driver's license, I remember thinking, oh, I always kind of wanted to go have my fortune read by a psychic. And that woman's been there forever. Maybe I'll go do it. But honest to God, I was scared.
Why?
And I'm scared, like, in the same way that I'm scared to go to the doctor. Like, what are they going to tell me? And with a psychic...
Or they'll tell you the day you die or something.
Something like that. Even if a psychic says, oh, my God, I'm very worried. I see
a
darkness inside of your body.
Sickness.
Yes, I see a port.
They say all the time.
Like, yeah. Exactly, so I don't need that. And especially because I know that, like, logically, I know that's not true. But even if I don't believe in psychics, which I don't think I do... In that moment, it's gonna start hanging over my head.
You being a psychic, does that change? Like you believe it now? Like you trust in it more?
It's no. There's a lot of phonies out there. John Edwards, hard to say.
Hard to say.
Guy was the guy. What?
They're all phonies, man.
Wait, all phonies? The person said that you were going to have two boys with blonde hair.
I said he had a job.
And, huh?
Also, I said I owned my own business. It's like, she could have said, she literally tape recorded it, and it was like an hour long. And I remember these two things. There's probably 98 things she got wrong, and I don't remember them. Why? Because they didn't matter.
But the bowling alley DJ...
She saw the lane, and she was trying to be nice.
I'd say the cruise, too, but then the call after, I'm with you. That's probably it. Right.
I think that's Lazo being cynical. Because if she said, you're going to go on a cruise,
well,
I didn't know, so
she should have said, you're going to turn down a cruise.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is some question here. Like, if this psychic's house is about to burn down, like Ricky Lake, it sounds like that's what she's saying, that his house is at risk of burning down, too. Maybe he would have moved stuff out of there. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe we'll come to find out that the guy didn't lose anything.
Cold reading and warm reading. And it's like some sort of, what is it?
It is funny how they all do the exact same method.
We've all seen it.
All use the exact same method.
I see a heart problem with a father figure in your family.
Exactly.
Really?
A man.
Really?
It didn't even have to be a father figure.
Father figure.
Yeah.
Boom. You're like, oh.
John Edwards would get those guys and gals to come to tears on his show by being even more vague. He could literally say, like, there's a male, someone that you really admired in your family. He's gone. It's like, guys, how vague and obvious can you be? But people want to believe. They want to be able to talk to loved ones who are dead. So they're brought to tears. And I'm sure someone listening has a story.
I see it's a male. There's a darkness in his chest. He's finding it hard to breathe. He's letting me know that it was hard for him to breathe. But he wants to let me know that while he was alive, you two may have had disagreements, but he wants to let you know that he always loved you. Thank you. Go ahead. That'll be $50.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I mean, those guys that got TV shows, well, this guy on Netflix, it sounds like he's living next to Ricky Lake. Mm-hmm. He must not be doing too bad. Somebody probably has a story where they go, no, I do believe because of this. But if that psychic does 100 readings a week, eventually he's going to get one that's so good, that person's going to go around the rest of their life believing psychics are real. Look at how close that one was with Laszlo. If Laszlo just would have taken that cruise, maybe you would own a business. Maybe you would have met your future business partner on that cruise, and you would have had a blast.
I sense that sometimes you're insecure. You're a very secure person, but I sense that sometimes you're insecure with people you don't know very well.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Yes.
And also, when I'm combining that, I feel the sense of insecurity in a box. It's a box of... You have a box of old photos, memorabilia.
Yes.
I feel like it's in a... It's not in your house. Well, it's somewhere stored. It's in a storage.
It's in storage.
Like, not in the house, though.
No, in a storage unit.
I need you to go find that box. I need you to open that box and then go f*** yourself.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I said there was something we were talking about at the very beginning of the show today. Right. And someone sent me this, and so I feel a little... vindicated now, because obviously I'm not the only one. I didn't think I was, but your reaction made me think, do people not do that? But I asked you earlier if you ever look at porn on your phone while you're driving.
While
I was
driving, that's a little extra.
So just a little, you know. But yeah, like while you're in the driver's seat, you don't...
I've never looked at porn.
Really, never?
Not while I'm driving.
Yeah, never.
No.
Not once. Huh.
Never.
Like, even, I would think if you said never, that at least there would have been some times where somebody sent you something while you're driving. You take a look at it and you go, oh, I'd like to see some more of that. And you click on it.
Never.
Because I'm sure you've at least read Wikipedia pages behind things that you're like, why did I do that? Right?
Yeah.
You've been distracted on your phone. But never by porn.
No, because like I said, when I look at porn, I have an end game.
Yeah.
When I look at Wikipedia, I have an end game too, but it's easy to get to the end game. It's like... who's starting that movie? And then I figure it out, and then I go on.
Yeah.
It's not like I want to see a hot chick while I'm driving, and then that's a little bit more detailed.
Sometimes I like to have it over the Bluetooth, and then I can't look at the screen the whole time while I'm driving, but then when I come to a stoplight, I can redirect my attention to it. You know, it makes the trip go faster. Mm. I'm not saying I do it all the time.
Well, probably brings you back to childhood memories of masturbating in the backseat of your car with your parents driving.
Okay. You mix up stories.
No, that happened.
I masturbated in the backseat of the car. That's at church.
Your parents were driving. You masturbated in the backseat of the car. They were
masturbated in Motel 6.
And you were driving on a long-distance thing. And you masturbated into your pants while your parents were driving. That is absolutely true.
But I wasn't looking at porn.
I know, but I'm just saying it's probably masturbating in the car is probably, you know, throws you back to your innocent childhood.
Well, anyhow, Lake County, Florida. An officer there was in an accident. Mm-hmm. Rear-ended a woman. There's body cam of it. You can tell he's damn.
Bandit says the hip-hop pigs were a mess that day.
Yeah, they probably were. Airbag goes off, the whole deal. You can see on his body cam, he tosses the phone onto the cell phone onto
right
the seat.
After there, you
goes and asks the woman if she's okay.
10 minutes later, your parents stop at Godfather's Pizza. You get out. You got your Lucille Ball t-shirt on, hip-hop pigs, just covered in they're like, Jesus.
Okay. Just, I left my pants
your
on.
Your mom's
so.
Like, that's it's your fault. To your dad, and your dad's like, man.
Yeah. Think about it. It's weird to think. As a father of boys, it's weird to think about how many times stuff like that's happened. You didn't even know it, because my parents never knew. Right? They never knew.
See, I think they had an idea when you were masturbating in the back of the car or in a hotel room.
My mom knew when I was masturbating sometimes at the house because I was doing it with her. No, because I was in the bathroom for a long time and I was at that age. I know there were times when she knocked and she's like, Reed, you're wondering on the phone. Do you want to answer or do you want me to tell them that you're busy? And there was a tone in her voice where I knew that she knew. And I'm like, oh, I'm busy. And then I tried to hurry up. And, of course, I come out and be like, oh, man, my stomach's really bothering me. I knew she knew. I never got caught by my parents. I got caught by other people in my life, but I never got caught by one of my parents in the moment. I got caught with my girlfriend by my dad, but not masturbating. I think getting caught with your girlfriend is better.
By your girlfriend?
My dad walked in on my girlfriend and I having, like, you know, very early stages of, like, we had just kind of started having sex.
Oh, I see.
And so he walked in and... Oh, I turned around. And
did you ask him to join like you did your father-in-law with that stripper?
No. Now, remember I told you the next day we had a talk. He said if your mother had seen what I'd seen, she wouldn't be very happy. I hope you're using condoms.
She had an orgasm everywhere.
And he said, you know, make sure that you and that if you do. And I said, I know, Dad. You don't have to tell me this stuff. And he's like, all right.
You've been teaching me for years.
Your mom's on the way back to the car.
I so know how it
stop,
works.
Stop talking about it. And trying to get your boner to go away. So this officer, he tells his superiors, he's like, yeah, I was in this accident. I'm sorry. I was on my phone. I was reading messages from the guys, you know, the other officers. We had a group chat going on talking about things that, you know, are happening in Lake County, Florida. And I shouldn't have been looking at my phone. I'm sorry. But, you know, as they do when there's an accident, they investigate and they looked at his phone. And it turns out he was lying.
In Lake County, a case of distracted driving cost a deputy his job. But a sheriff's office investigation found he wasn't texting before slamming his car into a woman's car.
He was looking at porn.
Mm. He was looking at porn. What do you think of that?
In Florida?
He's not the only one. Yeah.
I thought it was illegal in Florida.
Well, he's an adult.
No, but don't they have it banned? I mean, I'm sure he didn't have a card.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's a cop, so maybe he does have a card. I don't know. I don't know how the law in Florida is working. I mean, you guys seem to not be having a problem with the law in Kansas, really. So. Yeah, but then I've heard other people say that it's only a few sites that are blocked in Kansas and that a lot of the sites still work. So I don't know if that's true. I thought you were the one that told me that, Snowcone. Oh, and I think we tried looking at porn here at work, and it works.
It's because our provider...
Our internet's routed through somewhere else? Yeah. Well, anyhow,
not sure.
People do look at porn.
Look right now.
People do look at porn on their phone while they're driving. And I think if you are one of those people, it's important to remember, always carry a porn phone. Because if you get into an accident, the cops are going to say, I need to look at your phone.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it at work right now.
You were on Camp Soda for a long time.
Yep.
If that's not porn, I don't know.
Hooters girl comes home with me, teases me with her perfect big boobs. Oh, a picture of a Hooters girl right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and click on that.
Well, we've lost him. He's gone.
We've lost him.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
He was born with that penis.
Talking about the girl from earlier.
I know.
That's all you've talked about.
Yeah.
Because you sent a picture to the group chat.
Yes, you know of what? That girl and her penis.
To be fair, that is on me. I should have known better than to send that to him right now.
I just asked...
I'm over here looking at soccer moms, bro. Soccer moms on Pornhub.
Both.
They do not look like they're soccer moms, though.
They have penises?
No, they don't. That's me and you search for different things.
I didn't search for anything. He sent it to us.
I'm not looking at it anymore.
Oh, you're not looking at it anymore. Like, I'm sitting here staring at it. I'm not looking at it anymore
either.
That's
all you've been doing.
No, I just asked how it works.
Every time we go off air, you
I can't
bring
ask
up
you guys anything without you making
questions.
Fun of me or acting like I'm an idiot. I'm just trying to ask how it works.
How
I'm just
what
curious.
Works?
How OnlyFans works and how much it costs. And
it's like $9 a month, or you can join
can
it.
Get me and just forget it.
Okay.
That's it. We're done.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Sogun's the one that, by the way,
it's
said he was going to ask her out. You said you were going to ask her out. You said you were going to ask her out.
No, I didn't.
I didn't find that picture. You think I didn't Google it? I did. I didn't find that picture.
Why are you asking
us
the price of her OnlyFans?
Good show, Valerie Ray. She's a soccer mom. Stay positive, kids.
The Church. Gersh with the Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.